who could? Bub, here's Bub.
He was a minor leaguer, as I recall. And
he had dalliances in the major leagues, though, didn't he, Rons? Did he ever make it up?
At least in spring training, he did.
Well,
almost had the team made one year.
You know, in one game, he had 20 strikeouts and 21 walks.
Man, the motorcycle must have ran out of gas that day.
New team record.
You know, this week at the ticket, we marked the service anniversary of one Danny Bayless. I don't know if that's been brought up. 5 years.
Vested.
He is now vested.
Wouldn't bet too heavily on a sixth.
Elsewhere in birthdays, we have Tom Brunansky.
Bruno.
Is 44.
Isn't he the guy that hawks those baseball instructional tapes?
That's Fred McGriff.
No, I thought Brunansky was the guy who actually produced them.
No, it's Tom something else ski.
Oh, okay.
Gribble?
Yeah, Quinn, Tom Gribbleski.
Quinn Buckner is 50.
Former Mavericks coach.
His name is Buck.
And he likes his Quinn.
Craig Counsell is 34.
Wisconsin, by the way.
Aronde Gadsden is 33.
Former Cowboy great.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
For a cup of coffee.
A couple coffee?
Cup o' coffee.
Oh.
He got into a few games, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Todd Helton is 31.
Former Tennessee Volunteer quarterback.
I don't know what's so funny about that, Tom.
Pretty funny. He certainly made the right choice on sports.
Boy, no kidding.
Didn't quite have an A-Rod contract, but it's a good one.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I thought he took a little less to stay there, didn't he?
It was like $160 million, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Wasn't the Helton deal that big?
Well, I'd say he's a lot more worth that than A-Rod is, $252.
What would Todd Helton be worth?
I saw her on Jimmy Kimmel the other night. She looked great.
Not hot? You're the one that said she's not hot.
There she is, and she was on Jimmy Kimmel the other night.
We're talking about Blanchard Ryan, who's in Open Water.
Blanchard?
If you go see, that movie, you'll see her completely, totally, 100%. Nude.
What's she wearing?
With full noodle front.
Yes.
Where are you from?
The hole, like...
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
The what?
Yes, you see the hole.
In her ears?
What kind of player would Todd Helton be in Chavez Ravine, though? Would he be that same kind of hitter? Or he hit like 220?
Well, I doubt if he'd hit 220.
With 12 homers.
I would imagine he'd be a pretty good average hitter. Now, the home runs might drop off a tad.
About 38 RBI.
Yeah.
250 on base
Maybe
percentage.
About, I don't know, 10, 15 less a year.
Right.
Don King is 73.
Nice hair.
Al Lopez is 96.
Yeah.
He was the Hall of Fame catcher manager.
He was what?
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Is he not?
Back to you, Dan.
He is.
A former catcher and manager.
And let's
for
run down the list of teams that he managed.
Well, I think he was the manager of the year in 1959 for your Cleveland Indians.
No, that's wrong.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh. Cleveland Dan takes
Who's
a hit.
Who's the Indians fan here?
Who is the Indians fan
Maybe it's
fan
time
here?
To play.
In 1959, Al Lopez managed the Chicago White Sox.
Ah.
However, in 1954, he managed a team known as the Cleveland Indians.
Who went into
those
the hologram
two years in the 50s. And those 2 years in the 50s were the only years in which the Yankees did not make the World Series.
Really?
Yeah.
We need to play that drop more.
Is that the greatest drop we have?
The greatest drop we have?
Pretty good.
I'm not doing that. Anymore. not the greatest drop we have.
Wow. It's far from it, in fact.
Hey, Tom, do you know who the team president of the Philadelphia Flyers is?
The president?
Yeah.
Well, Bobby Clark's the GM. Paul Holmgren's the assistant GM. I think it's the team president. I think it's one of Ed Schneider's kids, but I'm not positive.
Tom?
Bob, help him out. Do you know who it is?
Tom Schneider.
The president of the Philadelphia Flyers? I would think Bob Clark, but maybe it's... Is it Hitch? How's it Hitch?
Hitch is both the head coach and president?
Yep.
Is he really?
Did they vote him in?
Wow. Kerry must be
pissed. Fans of Philadelphia were elected him.
Hmm.
After he won the New Hampshire primary.
After he got out of the first round.
No.
No, I don't know who it is, but I read the story, so yeah, I do know who it is.
It's that hot girl from Open Water, her dad.
That great
the one that we were talking about just 20 seconds ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Nice.
I'll be darned.
That means Hitch has probably met her, Runge. I'll have to ask him about that next time we have him on.
Wonder if he and the guys on that team have banged her.
Don't know.
Deedle, deedle.
Hello.
Craig Nettles is 60. I
believe that's Greg.
Well, oh, goody.
Ooh,
also has a feather in his cap.
Yeah. Right.
He's carried a papoose.
Connie Chung is 58.
Of Cheech and Chung.
Wow, it's ice cream time for the ticket chicks.
I love it.
Ching Chang Hasso.
Isn't it change your shirt time?
Ice cream time always precedes change your shirt time, Dan. That's right.
Fred Durst is 34.
That's about a spare.
He disappeared, didn't he?
I think we're all in agreement that...
He didn't disappear.
I just really hope we are in agreement that this war should go away as soon as possible.
Yeah.
That's telling them, man.
Down with war.
See, I was into the war before that.
That threw off the pig spirit there.
I just think
the war or me should go away as soon as possible.
War are bad.
Hello, Corby.
Cuba.
What's wrong with Fred Durst, though, huh?
Cuba. Nothing.
Look at what he's given us.
Cuba.
Is it Behind Blue Eyes a pretty good rendition? Anyone?
I don't like cover songs, man.
Terrible.
Rudy Gatlin is 52.
By the way, what are they spelling out in Behind Blue Eyes? That computer voice. A.
It's L. I-M-P.
What?
Say it.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh my God. That's gay.
K. What? Hugh Kwan is 33.
In Behind Blue Eyes,
Ching,
they have this...
Ching,
they got the speak and say or whatever. It's.
It sounds like a computer voice going, L-I-M-P. Repeat.
All right.
Rinse. Rally.
Limp Biscuit.
I thought he was in Linkin Park.
Fred Durst?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
He's in Linkin Park and Run DMC.
No. Oldie Olderson.
You may know K. Hugh Kwan as Short Round.
No.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Stand back, everyone.
Dr. Jones,
wake up, please.
One of Bob's very few characters that he likes to pull out.
Let's hear it. Dooku Kim and Mommy Dearest only have birthdays once a year, so.
It's K. Hugh Kwan.
Whatever.
Yeah. Racist.
You call him Dr. Jones, doll.
Nice.
Did I nail it? Try it again.
You call him Dr. Jones, doll.
Doll. Robert Plant is 56.
Did you use doll a lot when you were in your 20s?
No, I have no idea what you guys are talking about there.
Did you ever use dame?
Broad.
Yeah. That's a...
That was the 19...
That's a sweet dame.
That was the 1930s in Singapore.
Did you date any flapper girls?
Did you ever just attach the word C onto the end of
say?
Going to the dentist, say.
What's the bottom line here, say?
Al Roker is 50.
Ever wear a fedora hat with press in it?
Matter of fact, that was the password at the local speakeasy, I do believe.
Indians have a nice ball club this year, say.
And now here's some spares.
I got some lefties, that's some righties, say.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fueled up? Off of the senior boots then, Ryan. Job well done.
Andy, that's big time.
Andy Merchant of Venice is 37.
Oh, God.
Bob just had our intern go and fuel his car up.
In his senior boots and saber. He's in full uniform.
I'm just saying, it's kind of big time.
It's his last day.
I mean, having him do stuff for the show is fine, but your personal business?
You've had him go get 100 burritos this summer.
For the show.
Are you going to duct tape his buttocks later on?
The fuel's for the show. How else would I get here? And Rich Brooks is 63.
Super glue is taint.
Mm. Coach.
Kel Daniels, 41.
What do you glue it to?
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, put a glob on there and make him sit down.
Nice.
Duffy Waldorf, 42.
Oh, there's some bad shirts. Worst dresser on tour.
What does he wear?
Just bad shirts.
Is he the guy that wears the Tabasco?
Knickerbockers?
No, he doesn't wear knickerbockers.
Did he ever wear a Reiner tomato head shirt?
Ryan's, you're not allowed to joke about knickerbockers with Corby.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because Payne Stewart wore them, all right? Why don't you lay off?
Somebody's got to pick up the thread. Now that Payne so tragically went down.
Let's not talk about
and
that.
You laughed about it the way you did.
I never laughed at all.
I believe we have audio of that.
Payne Stewart.
The news comes down and this is what was heard.
That was off the air. Then when he got on the air, he played this big, I really care about golf.
I did. Dan comes in with, like, you know, how many Payne Stewarts it takes to screw in a light bulb, you know, joking and stuff. And,
well, how is that funny?
I don't know, but you were throwing the jokes out.
How'd that joke go again, Corby?
How many Payne Stewarts does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I thought you did the bit of...
Put in your nasally Dan voice, please.
I thought you said, where do they bury the survivors?
Hey! Wow, Corby.
And Ishmael Valdez is 31.
Former Ranger great. He says that pitching in Petco Park is 10 times better than pitching in the ballpark.
Yeah.
Oh, Grego agrees.
Yeah. If you say so.
What would this thing look like if Ishmael Valdez and John Thompson were here to eat up a few innings? We'll never know.
Hmm. Born on this day, now dead, Benjamin Harrison.
I voted for him twice.
Preceded by...
Let's see.
Uh-oh.
You stumped him.
No.
No.
The one he doesn't know.
Preceded
Lincoln
by...
and Grant.
86 any and all references to Benjamin Harrison.
I don't know if I believe you, but I have to trust you because I don't know the answer to that.
And gentleman Jim Reeves was born on this day. Now he's a
columnist.
He used to do Gentleman Jim in the Hardline at 3:10 on Thursdays.
You think that Gentleman Jim Corbett was a real ferocious nickname for a prize fighter back in '03?
Corbett?
He was
that's someone who was there.
Say?
Mike, I'm talking to you.
I don't know.
Did you fear Gentleman Jim Corbett?
I was never around
him. You interview him with your press hat on?
No.
I'm an intimidating prize fighter, say?
Hey. So, you got Dempsey this weekend, say? What do you think? Tyler?
Everybody says you got 2 sawbucks to lay down in the second.
Nicely done.
That's why we have that mods like that it put him where he is.
So we're glad he has his break at this time every day.
Keep that cracker on the air.
How'd you go about getting that changed?
Right. He changed his smoke break.
That's right.
Good one.
Well done. Well, thank you to FINA here in Arlington. Helped raise plenty of money for the Texas Scottish Rite Hospital today.
Oh, Greg, it's Grego, funny.
Come on.
Charity.
Oh, it's funny to me.
FINA Park Row and Fielder in Arlington. That's all for us. The Hard Line's coming up next.